and welcome back to Coco Sleep. I hope you're enjoying our new podcast of original children's bedtime stories and sleep meditations designed to make bedtimes a dream. Subscribe to Coco Sleep on your favourite podcast app to never miss an episode. New episodes will be waiting for you every Sunday and Tuesday evening, so you can snuggle up and drift off. Have you ever woken up in the morning convinced that you were just somewhere else? Perhaps eating cake on a beach or having a bubble bath in a shopping centre? Maybe flying with the birds or chatting to your favourite celebrity? It can be very strange waking up from a dream, but rather wonderful too, because you feel like you've been somewhere new and exciting. Tonight, we're going to meet two very special dogs. You've actually met them before. I wonder if you can remember their names. A golden retriever and his very best friend, a cocker spaniel. Yes, this is a tale all about Hector and Sonny. One day, the two friends magically go into a special land where animals' dreams come true. Let's hear about the amazing day they have in Dreamland and how Hector and Sonny's dreams come true too. This is Hector and Sonny in Dreamland by Gillian Rogerson. On a warm morning in June, a smiling golden retriever by the name of Hector jogged into the local park with his owner. Being a very friendly dog, Hector said hello to every single dog he met along his journey. The park was busy that day, and there were a lot of dogs to say hello to. Hector didn't mind at all, and his tail wagged non-stop as he joyfully greeted every dog like a friend. But even as he said hello to the dogs, he kept looking left and right across the park. He was searching for his best friend, Sonny. She came to the park every day just like he did. So where was she? She must be here somewhere. Aha! There she was. A beautiful cocker spaniel with golden brown fur and blue eyes the colour of the sky trotted towards Hector, barked out a happy hello. The dogs were thrilled to see each other and wagged their tails in delight. The dog owners said hello to each other and then took their dogs over to a bench at the side of the path. The owners sat down and let the dogs off their leads. Hector and Sonny raced off across the field. They looked back now and again to make sure their owners were okay without them. The two dogs loved running around the park together. They loved the feel of the grass beneath their paws and the wind rushing through their fur. They adored joining in with people who were playing games, such as football and frisbee. When Hector had been a puppy, he'd discovered he was particularly good at football and was brilliant at kicking the ball as far away as he could, sometimes into trees. Sonny was good at football too, but she was better at frisbee and loved jumping up high and catching a flying frisbee in her mouth. Once she caught it, she would run around the playing field as fast as she could before hiding the frisbee under a bush or under a bench. It was great fun. Of all the super things to do at the park, the dogs loved, just loved, chasing squirrels. The squirrels loved it too and would often wave at Hector and Sonny before scampering away expecting the dogs to chase after them. It was the best game of all. That morning, as the two dogs ran around the playing field, they looked out for squirrels to chase. Hector spotted one and pointed it out to Sonny. Sonny frowned and said, "That squirrel looks different to the other ones. He's got silver fur." Hector didn't care what colour fur the squirrel had. All he wanted to do was chase it. He set off running after the silver squirrel. The squirrel smiled at Hector and sprinted towards a large tree. Sunny ran after Hector and soon caught up with him. The squirrel looked over his shoulder and gave them a cheeky smile.
"You're never going to catch me," he said.
"We will,"
Hector called out. He sped up. So did Sunny. The two dogs were so busy chasing after the silver squirrel that they didn't notice they were getting closer and closer to the large tree ahead of them. Until it was too late. Sunny spotted the tree first.
"Hector, look out for the tree!"
The dogs were going too fast to slow down. They reached the tree and went right through it. Hector and Sunny entered a different world. A world full of magic and wonder. Hector didn't notice at first because he was too busy looking for the cheeky silver squirrel.
"Where did he go?"
Hector asked Sunny. "That squirrel must be here somewhere." Sunny wasn't listening. She was staring at the scene in front of them.
"Hector, look."
"Look at what?"
Hector asked. He saw Sunny looking at something ahead of them. He looked too. He said, "Sunny, where have all these animals come from? And what are they doing in our park? Have they been in the park all this time and we haven't noticed them before?" Sunny shook her head. "They've never been here before." She pointed to a group of grey elephants nearby who were squirting water at each other and laughing.
"I would have noticed those elephants before. They're enormous. And look over there, there's a couple of lions playing tennis. I didn't even know lions could play tennis, but I have only ever seen them on the television, so I'm not an expert on lions."
Hector didn't know what to make of it all.
"It's like we're in a totally different park."
"You are," said a voice behind them. The dogs turned around and saw the silver squirrel standing there. He waved at them and said,
"Hi. Welcome to Dreamland."
The dogs gave him confused looks. The squirrel continued talking.
"Let me explain. First of all, my name is Sydney, and it's a pleasure to meet you two. I've seen you in the park many times, but I don't think you've noticed me before."
Hector said they hadn't seen Sydney before, because he would have remembered him. Hector remembered all the squirrels he chased. Sydney said,
"I've heard your owners call out your names, Hector and Sunny. Is that right?"
"It is," Sunny replied.
"Please tell us about Dreamland and how we got here."
Sydney explained the dogs had run through a magical tree that led to Dreamland. The tree had always been in the park, for the dogs had never run into it before. The squirrel knew they'd like Dreamland, so he made sure they chased him towards the enchanted tree. He said,
"This place is where animals live out their dreams. Animals get to this place in many ways, and for you two, it was that tree in the park. Dreamland is full of magic, and anything you dream about can come true here."
"Anything?" Hector asked.
Sydney said,
"Yes, anything. What do you dream about, Hector?"
Hector sat down, and a faraway expression came into his eyes.
"I dream about huge puddles made of gravy. Lots of puddles and lots of gravy. I put my face in the puddles and drink it all up. Yum, yum." He licked his lips and smiled. Sydney asked Sunny what she dreamed about.
Lots of things. I dream about collecting sticks and making a really big house out of them. And inside the house, the furniture is made of sticks too. I dream about running round and round in circles and never running out of energy. But my best dream is about an adventure course for dogs I went on once with my owner. There were seesaws and climbing frames, tunnels to run through and big tyres to jump in and out of. I dream about that a lot. She sighed and smiled. Sydney nodded and said those were wonderful dreams and they could happen for the dogs in the magic park. All the dogs had to do was believe in their dreams and then look out for them in the park. Hector was only half listening to Sydney because he was thinking about chasing squirrels again. He thought about chasing squirrels a lot. Hector asked Sydney if there were other squirrels in the magic park.
There are, Sydney said. And they love being chased by dogs. If you look over there, you'll see some squirrels wearing racing shoes. They're warming up and getting ready to run around the park. If you ask them nicely, they'll let you chase after them.
Hector couldn't believe his luck and wondered if he was actually having a dream right there and now. Sydney smiled at him. I know what you're thinking, Hector. Nope, you're not asleep. This is all real.
It was lovely to meet you both, but I have somewhere to go, so I'll be off now. Why don't you explore the park and talk to some of the other animals? And don't forget to look out for your dreams.
Sunny asked if their owners would be okay in the other park without them. Sydney explained time had frozen in the other park and their owners would still be in the same place when the dogs returned.
How do we get back to the other park? Sunny asked.
The silver squirrel told them to bark 3 times and they would return immediately. He said goodbye and scampered away. Sunny sat next to Hector and asked him what they should do first. Should they talk to the other animals or start searching for their dreams?
We should say hello to everyone, Hector replied. That's the polite thing to do. I always say hello to everyone I meet.
Sunny nodded and said that was a good idea. The two dogs stood up and began to explore Dreamland. They walked towards a group of pink flamingos who were standing in a circle next to a tree. The birds were wearing silver trousers and shirts covered in rainbow-coloured sequins. They were standing as still as statues and looked like they were waiting for something to happen. Hector and Sunny said hello to the colourful flamingos and asked what they were doing. The nearest flamingo explained,
We're waiting for the disco music to begin. We flamingos love nothing better than dancing to disco tunes. We dream about it every night. When we found out about Dreamland and how to get here, we all decided our dream would be to disco dance all day and all night. And once the music begins, we're going to start moving.
Sunny looked around and asked where the music would come from.
The tree, of course, the flamingo replied.
She's going to start singing to us soon. You can join in with our dancing if you want to. Hector and Sunny had never danced with flamingos before, and they'd never heard a tree sing. So they decided to stay with the birds to see what would happen next. A second later, the tree began to sing. It was a joyful song, and as soon as the flamingos heard it, they began to boogie and bop to the beat. The leaves on the tree swished back and forth, creating a happy rhythm to accompany the tree's words. Hector and Sunny couldn't help but join in with the dancing. They twirled and whirled in and out of the pink birds and around the singing tree. It was tremendous fun. The dogs danced for two more songs and then decided to move on and meet some more animals. They said goodbye to the flamingos and went on their way. They soon came to an ice skating rink that was in the shape of a star. Penguins dressed in woolly scarves, hats, and mittens were skating easily across the ice. The dogs said hello to the happy penguins. They didn't ask what their dream was, because the smiles on the penguins' faces clearly meant they were having a marvellous time on the ice and living out their dreams. A couple of penguins skated over to the dogs and asked if they wanted to join them on the ice. Hector and Sunny said yes, but they weren't sure their paws would be okay on the frozen water. The penguins pointed to something behind the dogs. Hector and Sunny looked over their shoulders and saw some ice skating boots on the grass. The boots hadn't been there a second ago, and it seemed they had appeared like magic. The boots looked the perfect size for the dogs. With a bit of help from the penguins, the boots were placed on the dogs' feet, and then off they went, skating across the ice. Hector and Sunny were a bit wobbly at first, but the kind penguins helped them, and soon the happy dogs were skating easily around the rink. They even managed to perform pirouettes. After a while, the dogs decided to explore the magical park further. They said goodbye to the penguins and stepped off the ice and onto the grass. Their ice skating boots magically disappeared, and the dogs wiggled their toes into the soft grass. Hector and Sunny continued exploring. Hector sniffed the air and said,
"I think I can smell gravy. Can you smell it, Sunny?"
Sunny had a good sniff, but said she couldn't smell any gravy. The dogs came upon something very peculiar next. There was a huge, bouncy castle right in the middle of a playing field. Cheerful shouts and laughter came from inside it. Hector and Sunny walked closer to the inflatable castle. They looked inside it and saw lots of chuckling kangaroos bouncing merrily. Some kangaroos were even leaping into the air and then turning somersaults. The dogs said hello to the kangaroos. The nearest kangaroos waved and invited the dogs in. Hector and Sunny didn't hesitate to join them. They leapt into the castle
and began to bounce up and down. It was so much fun that the dogs laughed with joy. Hector and Sunny absolutely loved the bouncy castle and would have stayed there a lot longer. But Hector caught a whiff of gravy again and told Sunny he had to find out where it was coming from.
"You can stay here, Sunny. I don't want to spoil your fun."
Sunny said, "I always have the best fun when I'm with you, Hector. Let's go and find the gravy together." Hector and Sunny waved goodbye to the kangaroos and jumped off the bouncy castle. Using his amazing sense of smell, Hector lifted his nose and followed the delicious scent across the field. Sunny was right behind him. They soon came to something so spectacular, it made the dogs sit down in surprise. They could not believe what was in front of them. Hector could hardly speak. His voice was a whisper as he said, "Sunny, does that look like a stream made out of gravy to you?" Sunny nodded. The dogs slowly stood up and moved closer to the glorious golden brown water that flowed slowly in front of them. The mouth-watering scent of gravy drifted towards them, making their mouths water. Hector dipped his toes into the stream. It was pleasantly warm. He lowered his head and stuck his tongue into the liquid. It was gravy. Thick, delicious gravy. He smiled happily. His dream had come true. Sunny took a sip of the gravy too. "Yum! This is the best gravy I've ever tasted. Hector, I know you love running through puddles. This stream isn't deep at all. Do you want to run through it?" Hector nodded happily. And then in a flash, he jumped into the gravy stream. He ran up and down the stream and covered himself in the delicious gravy. Every now and then, he would lick some off his paws. It was scrumptious. Sunny stayed at the side of the stream and watched her friend. Seeing how happy he was filled her heart with love, and she forgot about her own dream. But Hector hadn't forgotten about Sunny's dream. As he was running through the gravy stream for the 10th time, he looked over at Sunny and noticed something had magically appeared behind her. He took one last drink of the delicious liquid and then jumped out of the stream. He gave himself a good shake and sent gravy droplets flying through the air. Hector jogged over to Sunny and told her to turn around. Sunny did so. Her mouth fell open in astonishment. Before them stood an amazing adventure course. Everything had been painted in bright colours, and each item was covered in glimmering gold glitter. The adventure course was more magnificent than Sunny had ever dreamed about. Hector and Sunny walked towards the course and stopped at a red seesaw. Hector stood to one side and told Sunny to go on it first. Sunny placed her paw on the seesaw and grinned. Up she went, and then down she went. It was such great fun that she went on it 5 more times. Sunny ran on to the next part of the course. Hector ran up and down the seesaw and followed his friend. They ran through a green tunnel made of wood. Their paws trip-trapped over its surface like a drumbeat. They jumped over a purple fence with ease and grace. They leapt in and out of large orange tires, laughing cheerfully as they went. The dogs jumped through sparkling blue hoops and launched themselves over walls made of pink bricks. Just for the fun of it, Sunny ran round and round in circles until she fell to the grass in pure happiness. The friends played on the adventure course for a while longer, having the time of their lives. Just when they thought they couldn't have been any happier, a huge pile of twigs, sticks, and branches magically appeared at the side of the gravy stream. They had a wonderful time moving the pile from one side of the stream to the other. It was very satisfying. Before long, the dogs began to feel tired. Hector yawned first, and then Sunny yawned. They decided they should head back to their owners soon, but they didn't want to leave the magic park just yet. They wanted to see more animals before they went back. They left the gravy stream and the adventure course behind. They had a feeling they'd be able to return to them again one day. The sky was turning darker and the sun dipped towards the horizon. It was getting late. Hector and Sunny walked on and came to a couple of llamas who were wearing fleecy pajamas. The llamas yawned loudly, and so did the dogs. Hector asked what the llamas had been doing that day in the park. "Lots of things," the smaller of the llamas said. "Playing and singing, jumping and dancing. But now we're ready for bed. I love getting into my cozy warm bed and going to sleep. It's my favourite thing to do. I love sleeping so much that I even dream about sleeping when I'm asleep." He giggled. His giggle turned into a yawn. The dogs yawned too. A big comfy bed floated down from the sky and landed in front of the animals. The llamas got into bed and snuggled down into it. They said goodnight to the dogs and closed their eyes. They were asleep in seconds. The bed looked so inviting that the dogs were almost tempted to climb into it too. But they wanted to see more animals and then go back to their owners. They carried on through the park and came across a dozen cute koalas snoozing peacefully in the boughs of a tree. seeing their sleepy faces made the dogs feel even more tired. They didn't want to wake the koalas, so they tiptoed past them. The sky turned even darker. Hector and Sunny blinked their eyes sleepily. All the animals in the magical park were tired too, and everyone was getting ready for bed. Tired tigers were brushing their teeth. Sleepy sloths were washing their faces. Baby animals were listening to bedtime stories being told to them by their parents. Hector and Sunny said goodnight to every animal they passed and wished them a good night's sleep. The tired dogs could not stop yawning. "It's time we went back to our owners," Sunny said sleepily. Hector agreed. They moved away from the other animals and then barked quietly 3 times. And just like that, they were back in the normal park, standing in front of the large tree they had run through earlier. The sun was shining brightly, and their owners were still sitting on a bench and chatting. Hector and Sunny walked slowly over to their owners and flopped at their feet. They yawned. Their owners gave the dogs a confused look and wondered why they were so tired. They shrugged. Their beloved dogs were a mystery to them sometimes. The owners carried on chatting. Hector and Sunny smiled happily at each other. Hector said, "I wonder if something magical will happen to us the next time we come to the park." "I think it will. What do you think, Sunny?" Sunny didn't answer because she was already fast asleep. Hector fell asleep too. The two dogs dreamed about the wonderful day they'd had and how their dreams had come true in the most magical of ways.